From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. defense spokesman Tuesday said a U.S. drone strike last week killed al-Qaeda leader Abu Afghan al-Masri in northwestern Syria.
Al-Masri's removal from the battlefield represents another blow to al-Qaeda in Syria and demonstrates continued U.S. determination to target al-Qaeda leaders wherever they pose a threat to the U.S., our allies, and interests.
Peter Cook said he was targeted November 18 near Samrata. He had ties with terror groups throughout southwestern Asia, responsible for attacks on U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Secretary of State John Kerry spoke again by phone with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, on a cessation of hostilities in Syria.
What I can tell you is on our side, and I've spoken to the secretary since the call, what the secretary was interested in pursuing was ways to, you know, to stop the bloodshed in Aleppo, and that they focus very much on that and on getting a cessation of hostilities that can be maintained and sustained, not just in Aleppo, but elsewhere throughout the country, so that political talks can resume.
Meanwhile, monitors in and near the embattled city Aleppo report Russian-backed Syrian forces are pushing deeper into opposition-occupied neighborhoods. The chief prosecutor of the Hague-based International Criminal Court says it's a regression for African states to quit the court. South Africa, Burundi, and Fatou Bensouda's native Gambia all announced their intention to leave over the ICC's perceived focus on prosecuting African leaders.
I think it's a setback for the continent. It's a regression for the continent that there are some African states that are deciding to withdraw from the ICC. But again, I wanted to emphasize that you have the vast majority of African states recommitting to the ICC.
She said her office is working with local authorities in Central African Republic to establish a court to prosecute atrocities. This is VOA News. A special Cambodian court has upheld the life sentences handed down earlier to two senior Khmer Rouge leaders blamed for the deaths of nearly 2 million people. The Supreme Court chamber said the 2014 verdicts of the Khmer Rouge tribunal were appropriate given the gravity of the crimes and the roles of the two involved, Kyo Sampan, the 85-year-old head of state, and his 90-year-old associate to the late Khmer Rouge leader Pol Pot, Nuon Chia. They were both sentenced for extermination and forced disappearances and political persecution. A revised peace deal between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed Thursday and sent to Congress for approval.
Se han perdido vidas.
President Juan Manuel Santos said many lives have been lost and many more are at stake. He could not forgive themselves for not having acted promptly and firmly to correct that situation. The agreement rejected by the Colombian people in a referendum last month aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. The U.S. is taking aim at an Islamic State terror group operative thought to have played a key role in launching the terror attacks on Paris and Brussels. The State Department sanctioned Abdallah Himich, a Moroccan-born Frenchman thought to be based out of Syria. Himich, known also as Abu Suleiman al-Faranzi, founded the Tariq ibn Ziyad Battalion, a cell of hundreds of European foreign fighters. President Barack Obama Tuesday awarded the nation's highest civilian honor to 21 actors, musicians, athletes, and innovators. He said the awarding of the 2016 Medal of Freedom to each individual inspired him over the years.
Just on a personal note, part of the reason that these events are so special to me is because everybody on this stage has touched me in a very powerful personal way.
Among the honorees, actors Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, and Robert Redford, basketball greats Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates and his wife, singer Diana Ross, and longtime sports broadcaster Vin Scully. South Korean prosecutors have raided the offices of the giant Samsung group amid allegations of influence peddling that could implicate the administration of President Park Geun-hye. Prosecutors targeted the country's largest pension fund following its decision to approve the controversial $8 billion merger of two Samsung companies last year. The Yonhap News Agency says investigators are trying to determine an improper role played by the president's office in the merger. German automaker Volkswagen wants to be the world leader in electric cars by 2025. Executives of the company announced Tuesday they're undergoing a major shift to clean energy vehicles. Chief Herbert Diess said he hopes it represents a comeback for Volkswagen after acknowledging that it installed software in millions of its diesel products to cheat on emission standards last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.